OJ. You're listening to Shapeless Mass Con. God damn it. You're listening to Shapeless Mass Podcast on podcast.com. God damn it. You're listening to Shapeless Mass Podcast at podcast.shapelessmass.com. God damn it.
Yo, welcome to podcast episode 13. Yeah. Lucky 13.
Lucky 13.
Yeah, well, we're not going to talk about that again.
Well, we have to because we have comments on our...
Yeah, these are responses to our podcasts.
Well, from our friend John.
We have Kazakots. Stephanie should consider a job in radio. She has a great voice.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kazakots.
I thought so, too.
We told her that. She got a real kick out of that.
She said she'll do more podcasts, at least another half.
To finish out her other half, basically?
Yeah.
Okay. John says, okay, base 12 is not the answer. Base 8 fixes all the problems SMP talks about of dealing with 144, and we don't need to rename any numbers.
I kind of like renaming numbers.
I'd like to use a base 13 system.
Yeah, it's possible.
Then everyone's constantly going, oh God, it's all unlucky. Ah! Stupid superstitions. Then we have another Kazakots. This one's very ominous. It just says, I'm listening to you.
Right.
I'm listening to you. Ooh. Okay. Thanks, Kazakots, for listening. Jazz187.
I don't know.
This
one
cracked me up. I'm sure it's probably somebody we know. Hey, I posted this. Well, I guess it doesn't
matter. I don't think so.
Whoever does your voiceover shiznits for the bits between your talking has a hella sexy voice, and you should have him on your show for reals. Word, motherfucker, word.
I think it's a bad idea.
What, having that guy?
Having that guy, yeah. Actually, Art Bell did that, like, it was probably like 3 weeks ago, I think.
Yeah.
They had the guy that does the voiceovers.
Yeah. We should get him on the show.
We outsource it to India, so.
Yeah. Because it's cheaper, you know? I mean, there's basically just a bunch of Pakistanis working on this big voice creation machine, you know? And they get whipped all the time and beaten. A lot of them are children.
Right.
And, you know, we're paying for that.
So, anyway.
If you want to contact us, I'm not going to bother explaining who we are anymore, you know? If you don't know by now...
I'm Sir Mildred Pierce.
And I am God. Basically, you can...
Perry's not going to be happy.
Yeah, Perry's going to be upset. Oh, yeah. Actually, the person who does our voiceovers is Perry Logan.
Yes. So address all emails to him.
Yes. For non-voiceover-related emails, you can send me and him emails at this little thing.
Hi, kids. Please remember to send all emails to Sir Mildred Pierce at gmail.com and ebaofvn at gmail.com. Thanks.
And also, you can check me out online at www.shapelessmass.com, or you can check Mr. Pierce out at
perrylogan.com.
Right. That's absolutely 100% correct.
Yep.
And by correct, I mean not correct.
Yeah.
This week is going to be our second music cast.
Yep.
And you came up with the somewhat ingenious idea of having a theme to it.
It's all covers that we're doing. And
the word cover is going to get abused a little bit by me because some of these are not actually dyed-in-the-blue 100% covers per se. Some of them are more like parodies a little
bit.
That's
cool. Whatever.
But they kind of relatively fit because a lot of them are like you know, in a way that are sort of homages. And you'll hear what I'm talking about as we get into it. But we're going to play some music that's going to go all over the place, and I hope you guys like it. Yeah. I'd like to start off, this is real quick, it's not really even a song, but it is some kind of sort of something. Charlton Heston, from a very famous press conference he did when he was blatantly offended by Body Count, Ice-T's rock band. And there's a whole bunch of recordings circulating the web of him reading lyrics by Body Count. So this is Charlton Heston performing Body Count.
Cool.
I got my 12-gauge sawed off. I got my headlights turned off. I'm about to bust some shots off. I'm about to dust some cops off. It got worse.
Yeah, that was just a little intro to warm you up. Actually, I'm going to play a real song in just a second, but Charlton Heston, that was, you know, that was fresh, yeah.
Yeah.
Rock shit.
Should have done the whole song.
Yeah.
I've got a few different versions of Gently Johnny from Wicker Man. Plus, this is the best version. So, just
better than the original?
It's up there. It's up there.
He put his hand all in her hair, and she said, I like it there. He put his hand all to her lips, and she says, please tell me this. Gently, 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 Johnny. Gently, Johnny, my dear. Gently, 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 Johnny. Gently, Johnny, my dear. His hand all on her knee, and she says, do you want to see? He put his hand all on her breast, and she says, do you want to kiss? Gently, 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 Johnny, gently, Johnny, my gentle. Gently, Johnny, gently, Johnny, my dear. He put his hand on her thigh, and she says, do you want to try? He put his hand on her belly, and she says, do you want to feel me? Gently, 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 Johnny, gently, Johnny, my dear. Gently, Johnny, gently, gently, Johnny.
I always liked that song. That's probably my favorite, if not my only song I like from The Wicker Man. Is that from the new Wicker Man soundtrack?
No.
That song's got... I hope that's on the new soundtrack. I know this is kind of a juxtaposition to that, but I want to follow this up with... Grandmaster Flash did a very famous live mix. It was done live. Called The Adventures of Grandmaster Flash on the Wheels of Steel. And I have two different cover versions of it. Now, what these DJs did in both cases, they took the original records he used and did the music, but they each gave it their own spin. So it's interesting hearing the dynamic difference between Grandmaster Flash's version and the difference between the two versions that I have here. This is DJ Andy Smith with The Adventures of Grandmaster Flash on the Wheels of Steel. Check it out.
Happened.
Well, it went pretty much like this.
And yeah, that was DJ Andy Smith in The Adventures of DJ Andy Smith on the Wheels of Steel, a cover basically of Grandmaster Flash.
Cool.
And yeah. Apache. So if DJ Richie Rich is listening to this, he'd be happy.
Oh, I'm sure he's listening.
Yeah. So yeah, there you go. Do you like that Andy Smith version?
Yeah.
It's interesting how people can take the exact same records
mm-hmm.
and get a different song out of it.
Right.
So
it's a dubbed version of Love Will Tear Us Apart.
By Joy Division.
Yeah, which I have quite a few covers of actually, but this is the one I chose. It's just dub, you know.
Okay. Well, here's some dub, or as I like to call it, reggae. That was Jaw Division.
Jaw Division, man.
Yeah, man. That was Jaw Division, man. That's my terrible Jamaican accent.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I love the dub, though.
Yeah. A good song to follow that up with is, you ever heard the original Hot Buttered Popcorn? I can't remember who did it.
I don't think so.
Well, I'm not much of a fan of Aphex Twin. Every once in a while they do music that's more non-experimental. And they did a really nice version of Hot Buttered Popcorn. Yeah, that's Aphex Twin with Hot Buttered Popcorn. Yeah. I like that.
I don't really like Hot Buttered Popcorn. Still eat it, though.
I'm not much of a fan of Hot Buttered Popcorn. I have to be like, you know, it's something about when someone else cooks it, you get the smell, you know?
Yeah.
And even then, I don't eat much of it. I hate getting the stuff stuck in your teeth.
Yeah. I like the popcorn little jelly beans, though. I'll have one or two of those. Some people buy whole bags of them, though. I don't get that.
Those people are sickos. They need to be stopped.
Nirvana, About a Girl.
Okay.
By, do you want to guess?
Chibo Matto?
Yeah. You might recognize it, but it's definitely a change in style from the original, so.
Okay. There we go. Chibo Matto with About a Girl. Wow, that is a change of style.
Do you recognize the original?
No.
Oh.
Thank you.
better than most Chivo Metal songs.
Yeah. I think it's one of my favorite ones. So, yeah.
That's a pretty nice cover. Yeah. I remember that now.
The original?
That,
yeah.
Yeah, that is a dramatic departure.
But it works, too.
Yeah, it does, yeah. They took a rock song and changed it. This is a cover, interestingly, with the original artist. This is Anthrax. Anthrax is a heavy metal band. Doing a cover of Bring the Noise by Public Enemy with Public Enemy. The guys from Anthrax, the very first song they recorded before they put out an album was called I'm the Man, and it had Public Enemy. It was a rap song, but it was a rock song at the same time, too. And they sampled Javi Nagila. Down, 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 down. But this is Bring the Noise.
Once again, back is the incredible rhyme animal, the uncannibal beast. Public Enemy number one, 5 points and threes. And I got them. Can I tell them? Never really, never had a gun. But it's the wax that determined it ain't fun. Now they got me in a cell, cause my records they sell. Cause a brother like me said, well, found a couple of problems, and I think you wanna listen to what he can say to you. What you wanna do is follow for now. Hell, what the people say, make a miracle. Deep. I'm the lyrical. Black is back, all in, we're gonna win. Check it out.
Yeah, y'all, come on.
Here we go again.
Turn it up.
The brother is madder than mad at the fact it's corrupt like a senator. Soul on the road, but you treat it like soap on the rope, cause the beats and the lines are so dope. Listen for lessons I'm saying inside music that the critics are blasting before. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters right across the country as a soap with the war. We got to get them straight.
Come on
now, they're gonna have to wait
till we get it right.
Radio stations like question their blackness, they call us a black, but we'll see if the greatest.
Turn it up! Bring the noise!
I'm in front of me. The crowd runs to me. My DJ is warning. Next, I call him Norm, you know. He can cut a record from side to side. So with the ride, the glide, so be much different than a suicide. Soul control beat is the father of your rock and roll. Music for what you for which you call a band, man. Making the music, I'm music, but you can't do it, you know. You call demo.
But we ride demos too.
What you gonna do? Rap is not afraid of you. Beat is for Sonny Bono.
Beat is for Eric Bono.
Run the MC for sitting. DJ couldn't be a band. Stand on his own feet. Get you out your seat. Beat is for Eric B and LL as well. Hell.
Rock is for Anthrax.
Still like your rock bell. Ever forever. Universal and will sell. Time for me to exit. Terminator X2,
turn it up!
Stand my man, the beat's the same when I post those. Rock with some pizzazz, it will last, why it was. Roll with the rock stars,
you'll never get accepted as.
We got to plead the fifth, we can't investigate. Don't need to wait, get the record straight.
Hey,
Monty in effect, got flavor, Terminator. Hence the side checks, play to get paid. We got to check it out, that on the avenue. A magazine or two is dissing me and dissing you.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
So, Mr. Pierce, that was your new favorite song.
I did like that, actually.
Yeah.
When was that recorded?
That was recorded, I think, 10 years after the original came out. Maybe not on the dot, but close to it.
Middle 90s.
Late 90s.
Late 90s, oh, okay. Yeah. Had a little funky drummer in there.
Yeah, funky drummer.
Yeah.
And you got to hear the lead singer Anthrax rap again.
Yeah.
Public Enemy and Anthrax have collaborated many times.
Right.
It's weird. With the two of them.
Like, so they hang and...
Yeah, they tour together.
Yeah.
So,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Would you guys see them?
Oh, yeah. I love Anthrax.
Are they still around?
Anthrax is back together. They're putting out a new album, or they just put out a new album, one or two, I forget which. I've always liked Anthrax. I picked up Anthrax from Chuck.
Mm.
That's one of the things that, you know, he and I bridged the whole metal and you know, hip-hop thing together. And then there's cool the groups we both dug. Like, we both dug Anthrax and Public Enemy, and we're working together.
So. All right. I've got two versions of this one song, so we might as well play one now.
Yeah,
it's Promesa de Pescador. I want to play the the Sergio Mendes version first. Okay. It's an older version, but it's not the original. The original is by some Brazilian guy that he's famous.
How many is a Brazilian? Sorry.
So this is Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66, which I guess means it came out in 1966.
Oh, okay.
So, actually, if you've heard any Sergio Mendes, this song sounds like completely different than what most Sergio Mendes stuff sounds like. It almost has like this weird kind of Asian Japanese feel to it, and it's totally not poppy like most of their stuff is.
Okay.
So,
I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so.
All right.
Very Asian.
Actually, Sergio Mendes pretty much did all covers. They were a jazz band, so they did a lot of standards and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But that's definitely one of their more unusual ones.
Hmm.
So.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. I'm going to completely juxtapose that with a song by Nine Inch Nails.
Cool.
This is not a better-known Nine Inch Nails song. It's also a cover. It's one of the only covers to go on any of his albums.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a cover of a song by a band he signed. The band is called Pig Face,
mm-hmm.
and I actually like this version better than the Pig Face version, but the song is called Suck. And interestingly enough, there's a misnomer. I have a cover album of Nine Inch Nails songs called Faceful of Nails, I think is what it's called. And it's got a really nice cover of this song, but it's actually a cover itself. Most people, most people, including the people who did that album, apparently didn't know that, which I thought was odd. So this is Nine Inch Nails doing a cover of Pig Face. So.
Cool.
There you have it. Nine Inch Nails doing a cover of Suck.
I really dig that.
I think that version is kind of funky, actually.
Yeah. The story you were telling me about that made me think of a song. It's the Beatles, Come and Get It. It's technically not a cover. The original is by Badfinger, who was signed to Apple Records. So Paul McCartney wrote this song, and he actually recorded this as a demo, and then Badfinger did the song and released it. That's good.
Well, you know what? We're not going to introduce it. We're just going to follow this up immediately with The Power, and I'll explain why after. You guys will probably figure it out. So this is the Beatles with Come and Get It, and then this is Chill Rob G after that with The Power.
If you want it, will you walk away from a fool and
go face it, shoot it, free base it, pour it in a glass, drink it, chase it, then chill, flex, feel the full effect. The impact is similar to a train wreck. It's whack to me when the beat is more hype than the MC, cause what he's saying is empty. Dull void without substance or content. You need to slow your speed, stop the nonsense. These are the words of the rising sun, surprising some who thought I was just another humdrum. I'll take a page, write a phrase and rephrase it, treat it like a national flag and upraise it, so a nation of people can feel proud about a brother who speaks out real loud. Enough self-talk, as a hunter I must stalk. So we say I prey on ducks that like to play, laying games to frame the self-same truth that got him off the stoop and help him to recoup. Stone cold backbiters, bull-like rhyme writers, give you a little party and now you don't know nobody. Diabolical fools pursuing happiness, lacking finesse, I'm left unimpressed. I heard your rhyme a few times, each time you blew it. You're soft, you can't go off, I knew it. Let's be realistic, I'm not egotistic, but you, your crew's just not that artistic. Point blank, the song stank. Yo, I know you're what the truth, so let's be frank. I'm in upstart in this art, not known for being subtle. Patiently, I listen to all types of rebuttal. Don't say this, don't say that, change your lyrics. Everybody's a critic. It's getting kinda hectic. My rhyme is authentic, so it shall remain. My writing, exciting, never mundane. In actuality, my personality keeps my mentality based on real life situations, not speculations, but verbal illustrations of how I feel. Doubt my veracity, or to insinuate the G would prevaricate. Your disposition is beyond my recognition. I fail to see the reason for your constant disbelief, and why should I lie? What would I gain? Nothing. So when I speak, yo, I don't be bluffing. I be puffing on high-powered test ones. I don't try to front or back away from a challenge. I'm game. You suckers rhyme and sound like your lips are lame. You seem to need therapy for your speech impediment. Take this advice because it's for your own benefit. I'm energetic, magnetic, and athletic. One more thing, and it's called poetic. My style's unorthodox, but of course it rocks. And when it comes to styles, I'm overstocked. You might never get to hear my last rhyme, cause I've been writing since you heard me last time. I could go on, the G is strong. I rock the show, I clock the dough.
I've got the power!
And let the words flow. Go.
Weird.
Yeah, those two songs share a common bond. It's interesting. They both kind of have a similar story to them. The difference being that Paul McCartney did his version of the first song because he wanted to, whereas Chill Rob G, the deal behind that, those of you who aren't familiar with this already probably recognize that song and are going, what the fuck's going on? Basically, Chill Rob G was signed to the record label. I can't remember anymore. I used to know all the details of this much better. So if I get this wrong, I'm sorry, but this is relatively close to what happened. It's from memory.
Who's the artist that we're more familiar with? Was it KLF or?
Snap.
Okay.
Now, what happened was Chill Rob G recorded the song. That what you just heard was actually the original. Okay. Right. But he had this falling out with his record label. They'd already pressed up and promoted this song to all these DJs, but he got out of his deal and was putting his album out under a different record label. So there was a delay between when he was able to put the album out. So because they'd already been promoting the song, they went and got this other rapper that they were about to sign. They took the track and recorded Snap's vocals to it and put it out first.
Mm-hmm.
So the version that most people know of I Got the Power is the Snap version. That was the big hit. And Chill Rob G disappeared, which is crazy because he's the one who he and his DJ and his producer composed that song.
Right.
And then it gets put out as someone else because record labels suck, basically. And he's actually a much more talented MC with a much larger track record than Snap ever could remotely hope to be. And certainly, I mean, he did some songs like Ain't Nothing Like Hip Hop Music and Court Is Now in Session and stuff like that that are just like bona fide classics, whereas Snap has done The Power, which he didn't even write, and that's his claim to fame. He also did Rhythm as a Dancer, but, you know, it was basically a sequel to I Got the Power. And then that whole hip hop changed like right after that, and he fell off.
Right,
which he should have. So
cool. Let's play that Night and Day, because that's kind of the same feel as what we just listened to. This is U2 covering
Frank Sinatra,
yeah. Cole Porter, Night and Day, kind of a standard by the time they got to it. And,
Yeah, that's. This, yeah, I love it. The little keyboards are nice.
Yeah, yeah, it's probably the edge.
Very, very a techno kind of feel to it, almost like down tempo techno.
That song was like released on some AIDS charity CD or something like that. So it wasn't like an album or even like a single or even like a flip side or anything like that. So
I think I know what you're talking about.
You know, I'm talking about like those Red Hot or something like that.
They did them for like every genre.
Music. Yeah, exactly.
And I think that one was like rock bands doing stuff that wasn't normally their style too.
I think never heard any of the other songs on the on the album. So
this is another turntable cover of a classic. The original is by Herbie Hancock. It's called Rocket. And Doug Pray put out a really fascinating, really well done documentary that you and I both like called Scratch about turntablism. Mm-hmm. All the turntablists in it constantly say that what inspired them was Rocket by Herbie Hancock, specifically Grandmaster DST, or DXT as he now calls himself. So for the soundtrack, they got all the turntablists to do like this. It's like 25 different DJs on this track, and they recreated Rocket by Herbie Hancock. This is a much longer version, and the scratching is modern. And you got Q-Bert, Mixmaster Mike, Cut Chemist, Emily. I was like reading the list of people who were on this, and it's, the song is probably not as long as the list of names on it. So check it out, and get funky.
Thank you.
Turntablists.
A million.
Yeah. I've always loved the original.
Yeah.
It's got a really nice groove to it. And it's really interesting, especially on those breakdowns, hearing like the comparison between the old school scratching and the modern scratching with all the crabbing and flares and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's play some Johnny Cash, because you got a Johnny Cash song, don't you?
This is my parents' song. And I played them this version, and they hated it.
Seriously?
It's Johnny Cash with June Cash, and this is a cover of Bridge Over Troubled Water, which I've always loved the originals.
Ooh. when you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. When you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you, I'll take your part. When darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. Sail on, silver girl, sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine. Oh, if you need a friend, I'm sailing right behind, like a bridge over troubled water, I will ease your mind, like a bridge over troubled water, I will ease your mind. I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca road, when along came a semi with a high and canvas covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, Mac, with me you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texas, County, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tallapoosa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Tennessee, Chicopee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil's Lake, Crater Lake, Beach Lake. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Ombabaka, Shepherdville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Costa Rica, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, Sea, Guantanamo. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Pittsburgh, Parkersburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Larimore, Atmore, Havistaw, Chattanooga, Chaska, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere.
Johnny Cash with I've Been Everywhere, and I bet you like that song because it lists places.
I love songs that list anything. And
lists.
If it's of a...
You ever read the Book of Lists?
No, I don't think so.
You should. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's a Book of Lists. It's actually some interesting reading, because they got like one that's like famous people's body parts on display in museums.
Hmm.
Like, you can go see Rasputin's penis.
Cool.
It's on display in a museum for some ungodly reason. And apparently, he's an extremely masculine man because it's like a foot long, literally. So, But anyway, enough talk about Rasputin's penis.
All right.
I'm actually going to follow that up because this is one of those songs that's not really a cover, but it feels too much like a cover for me not to include it. And also just because it's so grossly inappropriate for us to play on our show. This is the very, very inoffensive Two Live Crew with a live performance. As far as I know, this song wasn't released anywhere other than live. Of Doo Wah Diddy Diddy Dum Diddy Doo. And I think you'll dig it.
Cool.
In a hating kind of way.
Goddamn, there's some hunkers in this motherfucker tonight.
I met this bitch standing on the block singing
Doo-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-doo.
She'll suck on my dick if I buy her a rock.
Doo-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-doo.
Got the pussy,
got the pussy.
She got jack,
she got jack.
Punched her face,
punched her face.
And I took my money back.
I was walking down the street when I met this Lula singing. Had a mouthpiece and a nice soup cooler. She sucked my dick,
sucked my dick,
licked my balls,
licked my balls,
kissed my ass,
kissed my ass.
Goddamn, this bitch can do it all.
I met this bitch at a quarter past 12 singing.
Massengale,
wash your pussy,
wash your pussy.
Bitch, kill that funky smell.
I saw this bitch walking down the block singing. Between her legs, she had a big red spot.
Doo-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-doo.
my nigga, I don't know what the fuck you was. I met this girl and she tried to act shitty, sing it. She was from the projects of Liberty City. Bango,
bango,
rag
top,
cross
me,
and bet your ass you'll get dropped.
I saw this thing tricking at the bus stop singing. Motherfucker, you know you ought to stop saying. Spreading AIDS,
punk bitch,
watch your dicks.
You
know a real nigga ain't about all that shit.
What?
Boy, I like that song so much. It's really catchy and really immature. Yeah, the original is really catchy too. It's really, but the original isn't quite so mature or graphic or explicit or offensive.
That was mature, definitely. Yeah.
I love that song.
Definitely not immature.
When I was in high school, I loved that song.
How about your parents like this? Did your parents ever hear it?
Strangely enough, they did. They happened to. I fucked up and I like left the tape that this was on. The rest of the songs on it were clean.
Right.
I just happened to leave it playing and forgot that, that was on there. This is a true story. I walked out the room and my mom happened to walk by and she hears like, fuck this shit, you know, okay, look, suck my dick, blah, blah, blah. And my mom walks by, she's like, well, what is going on? She walks in the room and she hears like what we just heard.
Right.
And I didn't even think about this story until you asked. Yeah. And I was on restriction for a while.
Seriously?
And they took the tape away, which had some other music. Like, there's like some Foxy 1-3 recordings I've completely lost because of that.
The lost tapes.
Yeah.
Do you think they still have them somewhere?
Oh, she probably threw it out immediately. It probably went straight in the trash if I knew my parents. She probably pulled the tape out because she knew I would go fishing for the tape in the garbage. You know, I totally forgot that story. I'm glad you asked me.
Glad I have to.
That was actually not the first time that something like that happened. Because I got in trouble over Tone Loc, too. And it wasn't even my fault, because I didn't know the album had dirty words on it. And then later on, for my birthday, my dad bought me some hip-hop records, some of the first hip-hop records I ever owned.
Right.
And then he happened to pick up, you know, just while shopping for records. This is back when people actually sold records, give you an idea how long ago. There was no parental advisory, so he was listening to me record the songs. And I left the room, and one of the songs happened to have all these dirty words in it. I didn't know. And I came back, and he's like, did you know, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no. I never heard some of the songs before, so I had no idea. It was like the only song.
Yeah. Did he let you keep it?
Yeah, strangely enough.
Yeah. Well, I'd imagine Dad's a little bit cooler.
By the time that happened, I was you know, getting older. So they were like, well, we can't really stop him. Although even when I was living with them when I was 18, I would still hide like anything with the parental advisory on it. I would hide it so that they didn't know I had it.
Right.
Because by that time I was buying like my own music, like, you know, constantly. I was probably spending a good $30 or $40 a week on music, and that was a lot back then. That was a lot.
I know. So yeah. Still a lot these days.
Well, I mean, spend any money on music now.
Exactly. So. Think about spending that much money on music.
Yeah.
Spending on video games instead. Is there how about that Sweet Jane, that copy of Sweet Jane?
You know, I really don't much care for
Mazzy Star. Yeah.
I've never really liked them. And I like the song Sweet Jane.
It is kind of a curiosity because it's not with the lead singer that we're familiar with from Mazzy Star. It's not with Hope Sandoval. It's with somebody else. There was a very brief period where they had a different lead singer. They never recorded an album, but it's not Hope Sandoval from Mazzy Star, some other girl.
Sweet Jane.
Yeah, that was not the Cowboy Junkies with Sweet Jane. That was Mazzy Star.
Yeah.
I hate Mazzy Star, but I actually like that song.
Yeah.
And I've always loved that change. In
yeah,
it. It's very
yeah.
fluid, but it's very sudden at the same time, and it's really effective.
It's my favorite part, too.
I'm going to play, as you were saying, it's probably everybody's favorite part. I'm going to play another song by a local band called the Hellblinky Sextet. This
cool.
is, and I'm actually going to play another song after that, too, real quickly.
That's cool.
It's two covers back-to-back. The reason I'm playing them both is because one's really short. The Hellblinky Sextet, we've played them before on our podcast. This is Andrew. I don't think the band actually knows that I have this because it's never been released.
Mm.
This is a live recording I got from the guy who happened to do their sound. It's a really, really like high, like really precision recording, too. You would not know it was like it's like a bootleg, but it's not a bootleg in the sense that, you know, it's really professionally mixed down. I mean, Nick did a good job with this.
Right.
But this is Bella Ciao, which is an old Italian standard. And I love this version because it's really rocking out, but it's still very faithful to the original. And their female singer is just an awesome singer. Anyway, Bella Ciao by Hellblinky Sextet, and then Lights Out by Uther Rose.
Oh, bella ciao, bella. when the world is black. Grab a fork and make the first attack. Lights out! Boom, boom, poke your eyes out. Lights out! Hand up in your hands, poke your eyes out. I can't see the world, what's it all about?
Well, I don't know, man. Can poke your eyes out?
Sure thing, I did it to Dave. Time to get hip to the lights out. Wait, lights out! Boom, boom, poke your eyes out. Lights out! Man, jump on the floor, roll all around. Poke too far, reach the front of your brain.
Fork in your mind, try to be insane.
Don't worry about it, just let it rip. Take your eyeballs to the lights out, trip, lights out. Boom, boom, poke your eyes out, lights out. Whip in your head, poke your eyes out, lights out. Boom, boom, poke your eyes out, lights out. Burn after your head, poke your eyes out.
That second song was Lights Out. It's a cover of a song by the Angry Samoans.
Right.
You heard me and Chuck, who we've had on this podcast, and you've heard him in the guest spot several times. Void, a.k.a.
Vixid.
Vixid, as Mr. Pierce calls him. Basically, you hearing me from when I was a freshman in high school.
Right.
I had just met the guys from Youth at Risk. That's one of the only songs I performed with them at the time. I wasn't a DJ. I had never touched turntables before. I was just beginning to learn how to, you know, like rhyme and everything like that. And I was writing lyrics for them because I used to be really into heavy metal. But it was all Christian, which is actually good. Actually, it's too good a setup for
them. You should play that intro song now.
Well, but real quick though, the reason that's such a shitty recording of that song is because we did not have any professional recording equipment at all. That was a mic plugged into a boombox, which you just heard. I cleaned it up as best as possible. I'm surprised it sounds as good as it does.
Mm-hmm.
The original by Angry Samoans is one of my favorite songs ever. It's a minute long, almost exactly. It's just awesome.
Cool.
And it's, you know, a song advocating, you know, gouging your eyes out. So follow that up with a song by a Christian rock band. This is called God Gave Rock and Roll to You, and it's just about 100% a cover, except they changed the lyrics a little tiny bit to make it more Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this song because it's Kiss.
Yeah.
I think that it's very intentional on their part that they did it. It's genius, but God Gave Rock and Roll to You by Petra. And if you like the original Kiss version, you will probably like this version, even though it's got kind of a Devo feel to it, too.
Oh, interesting.
Rock and roll to you. Give rock and roll to you. Put it
Yeah, Petra with God Gave Rock and Roll to You. What'd you think of that?
Yeah.
You didn't like it, did you?
Nah, I kind of did. I just have to take Kiss in small doses and probably Petra in even smaller.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Petra's got some stuff that's very Pink Floyd-ish, too. That's the thing about them is they always kind of emulate whoever's popular. That's a very big thing with a lot of Christian music. Which, me growing up, I was only allowed to listen to Christian music except for stuff that was sanctioned by my parents, like ABBA and the Carpenters and stuff like that. Part of the reason I think I got into hip-hop so heavily is because they didn't understand it. So they didn't get it. They didn't know a lot of stuff I was listening to was revolutionary. They thought it was devoid of content.
Right.
You know, a lot of it is, but it was so far out there for them that it just completely slipped under their radar.
Hmm.
And by the time they realized, it was too late. And here I am now.
Yep.
I think you probably would like Petra more than Kiss, honestly, actually.
Probably, yes.
And there's a lot of good stuff. Maybe we need to play some more Petra in future podcasts because they've got some interesting stuff. Yeah. Anyway, I was going to play another song. I know I've been playing like this like four in a row now. This one's actually one that you really like.
Yeah.
And we were both talking and you actually like it. This is Fiona Apple doing The Beatles Across the Universe, and it's from the soundtrack to...
That one movie that I never saw.
Are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither while they pass, they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me. Across the universe, thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Jackaroo. Nothing's gonna
Fiona Apple, Across the Universe.
Yeah, definitely.
I can't hear that song now and not think of the video.
Yeah.
If you're out there listening to this, go check out the video.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and get those songs from the Wicker Man out of the way. I want to play them back to back.
Okay.
So we can compare them. One's by the Sneaker Pimps, and the other one is Au Tour de Lucie. These came out kind of at the same time, probably like 1995, I think. I was just out of high school, so. And I got into Au Tour de Lucie because I read in Details magazine that if you like Stereolab, you'll like Au Tour de Lucie. But when I picked it up, there wasn't any resemblance other than the fact that they sing songs in French. That was like the only similarity. So apparently some guy at Details magazine is
an idiot.
Not very, but I still liked him. So in the long run, he was right. The interesting thing about it is the one by Tour de Lucie, it is in English. Most of their songs are in French, but it does have different lyrics. It doesn't have the lyrics of the original song, but it's the same melody. And it was always a mystery to me because I never knew why, what was going on. Cause I had bought the Sneakers Pimp album at the same time pretty much. And there was no, you know, one was from France, one was from England. And
that's weird.
And it was always, I never could figure out what was going on. And it took me like years later when we were watching The Wicker Man, the song came on and it was like really weird.
Because
it was like suddenly it just all fell into place for me.
If you haven't figured out yet, we played a Hublicky Sextet before, right? And Andrew Benjamin is the lead singer of Hublicky Sextet. He's not the woman because there's actually a male lead singer, but they have the song we played had their female lead singer featured prominently in it. The very first Hublicky Sextet album was just him with like all these people guest spotting on it. And he had this sample that was like really, I thought was really great. And I asked him what it was from. And he told me it was from this movie called The Wicker Man. He told me what it was about. And at the time, I was living with Negate. And you came over and we said, well, we're going to watch this movie. It's this really weird movie. Because, you know, Negate wanted to see it too, based off what I told him it was about. We sat down, we watched it. All three of us were just blown away.
Yeah, it was
great.
It's a weird, weird movie. Yeah.
So, and the songs in it are all, except for the Maypole song, which you played like five times in a row one night, and I wanted to slit your throat while you were asleep. I never did, because he's still here, but.
Everybody's going to hear the movie, because they just
Yeah, made, I was getting to that. Actually, Nicolas Cage is in it, and I'm really curious how it's going to come out, but there's a modern version of it coming out. I think you'll get more familiar with The Wicker Man after you hear this podcast, because it's about to hit the theaters. Yeah. But we're playing stuff that's more about the original, so anyway.
So we're going to play the Sneaker Pimps version first, and we'll go into the Au Tour de Lucie version, which is a little bit less Sneaker Pimps-ish.
Okay, well, check it out.
Okay.
Thank you.
that last note's kind of ding, you know, yeah. Just like, hey.
So, both of those songs are probably some of my favorite songs from those two bands. And it used to be my favorite song from the movie, but it's kind of tied with Gently Johnny.
So. Gently Johnny's my favorite.
Yeah.
I'm going to follow that up with, it's a weird version of this song. The original's by the Brothers Johnson. It's probably the song they're most famous for, Strawberry Letter 23. This is the Digital Underground version. It's actually Shock G, but I call it Digital Underground because Digital Underground was Shock G. But it's supposed to be his last album, unfortunately. And this is him with a bunch of different people, and it's a really odd cover. I think you got and you know, those songs are very sensual, so this kind of follows it up because the song's very sensual too. But it's
cool.
In a different vein.
Satin playing near to all through the morning rain. I gaze, the sun doesn't shine. Rainbows and waterfalls run through my mind. In the garden, I see red, purple shower bells and tea, orange birds and ribbons, dressed in green. Pretty music I hear, so happy and loud. Flowers echo from the cherry cloud. Feel so shine and sparkle pink and blue. Playgrounds relax if you try to ask. But is it cool? Is it cool? And if you arrive and don't see me, that's cause I'm gonna be with my baby though. Yeah, and I'm free. I'm flying in her arms over the sea.
Stained window, yellow candy screens, and speakers of kind, with velvet roses digging freedom fly.
A present from you, strawberry letter 22. The music plays, and I sit in for a few.
Digital Underground with Strawberry Letter 23.
That's cool. That's the Humpty Dance guy, right?
Yes, he's more. It's crazy because that's what he's done. And people think that's it. Humpty Dance, that's all they were known for.
Well, that's a good
song.
They
put out 6 albums after that. Right. And they're all good. I mean, like, really good.
This is actually Tori Amos doing a Strangler song.
Okay.
It's called Strange Little Girl. She did a whole album of covers, actually.
Yeah.
And I think the title of the album was Strange Little Girl. So.
Yes, it is.
It's one of my favorite Strangler songs. And so, by virtue of that, this is one of my favorite Tori Amos songs. Plus, it's definitely on the more production-heavy kind of Tori Amos that I prefer over, like, the earlier stuff she did. So.
Tori Amos, Strange Little Girl.
Yep.
Thank you.
heard like a dial tone there, like the phone was off the hook.
Hmm.
I don't know if this is DJ Shadow or not. When I downloaded this song, it said The Uncle Remix, and this was at the time that Science Fiction came out, and James Lavelle is not a turntablist, and there is scratching in this song, and it sounds like DJ Shadow. Right. It does not sound like DJ James Lavelle, but I've never seen this song included in any official discography of DJ Shadow, so I don't know. And I don't know what it was released on, because it's one of the songs I found on the internet by searching for Uncle. I haven't, but it's, the artist is Stina Nordenstern, and at the time, because I'm not as familiar with a lot of the classic rock bands as I should be, I didn't know it was a cover. But this is Stina Nordenstern, and I feel like an idiot. I'm revealing my idiocy to all y'all by telling you this. It's People Are Strange, which is what, The Doors?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love this version. I don't even like the original as much as I like this version. I know how that goes. You know how that goes. You hear the cover first, then you find the original later on, and you like the cover better a lot of times.
The original's
better
now.
That's not always true, but this is a great cover. It's very electronic, but very DJ Shadow. A lot of scratching, and it's just real subtle scratching. You don't really pick up on it, but it's there, trust me. So, check it out. Yeah, that was Stina Nordenstern with Uncle doing the production. I don't know, that could be DJ Shadow. It might be James Lavelle. If so, James Lavelle can't scratch, so it's got to be someone else on that track. Something I'd like to point out about that that's interesting is there's this part at towards the beginning of the song where the beat breaks down right before the second verse comes in. It comes back in for a second, then drops out completely. You hear this little whoosh, and it's like a scratch. If you know anything about DJing, it sounds like a fuck-up.
Mm-hmm.
But it fits. It's one of those what we in the recording industry like to call happy accidents, you know? I'm sure you've done a few of those yourself where you don't mean to do something and you're like, wow, that really sounds good. And so you keep it. Right. And I get the feeling when I listen to that that's a happy accident. I don't think it was intentional, but it sounds so good. It just sounds too – I mean, it could be intentional. I don't know. But I always love that part, that little touch of that song that it has that in there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go ahead and play these back to back. This is –
La Promesa de Pescador, The Promise of the Fisherman.
By?
Cielo e Tierra.
Okay. And I'm going to follow that up with the other version of The Adventures of Grandmaster Flash and the Wheels of Steel by the Scratch Perverts, and you're going to hear a completely different take on that song, too. So.
It'd be interesting juxtaposition, you know.
Check it out.
The wheels of steel.
You see, what?
Vegas, baby.
You see, two prime cuts. You see, B.
First mate.
You see, You see, one for the trouble, two for the time. Come on, girls, let's rock that.
Have fun, Freddy, tell me everybody slide. DJ spinning, I said, my. Flash is cool, Francois, c'est pas Flash, ain't no two.
You see, one for the trouble, two for the time. Come on, girls, let's rock that.
Produces this undesirable effect.
If you're striving for perfection, do remember that sometimes a little compromise is necessary. Records and the equipment to play them on are intended ultimately to give you pleasure.
Scratch Perverts doing their version of Adventures of Grandmaster Flash and the Wheels of Steel.
Cool. Well, let's play that that Bukola.
Okay.
It's this is a Bjork cover. This is from very, very early in her career.
Oh boy.
it's a cover of a Motown.
When you say early in her career, is this the
yes,
pop
from her like it was from 1973 or something like that.
If you're a Bjork fan, you're probably going to hate this.
Nah, this is a good one.
No, if you're a Bjork fan, you're not gonna like this song.
This is a cover of
I'm not saying it's bad, I'm just saying you're not going to like it if you're a Bjork fan, because it doesn't sound anything like what you're used to from Bjork.
Well, nothing sounds like what you're used to from Bjork. Everything sounds different.
I don't know.
So anyway, this is it's a cover of Your Kiss is Sweet by Sarita, which is like an R&B chick from the 70s. She was produced by Stevie Wonder. I think Stevie Wonder wrote the song.
Okay.
So this is it's an Icelandic cover.
Icelandic?
It's an Icelandic, so.
Boy, I can hardly wait.
Yeah.
I wonder what Stevie Wonder thinks of it.
He's probably pretty good natured about that kind of stuff.
Well, there's Bukola.
Something like that.
Sure. That was Bjork in her annoying pop song phase of her career. Sorry.
I like that song.
Yeah. I'm going to follow that up with a song by Atmosphere with Mr. Dibs. This is not a cover, actually. It's a kind of Weird Al-esque play on a song by Ice Cube, and it's extremely faithful, and I mean, he's even just rewritten the lyrics. The original song was about people, like, bootlegging his music, and this version is about sex, basically. But this is Atmosphere, Jackin' Yo Freaks, which is a remake of Ice Cube, Jackin' for Beats.
All right.
I love this track.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hey, man.
What's up?
Wait a minute.
Man,
wait a minute.
Give me that freak fool, another jack move, sit still. Mr. Dibs, yo, homie, how it tits feel. Real jack, any city, town, or village. Dig a hole just to see if I can fill it. I stay away from you rappers. Flip a dime and wipe her off with some napkins. With the MPLS and the STP. Musab and that's Ali. Here's how I remember ya. Click flash, ass up for the camera. Feels good when you're caught in the dark. Come on, baby, let me hear you bark. Raise up and roll over on your back. You'll say,
I ain't never been photoed like that.
By the end of this tour I'm on, everybody on the bus gonna be like,
what the fuck, Sean?
Huh, nothing but a cum shot. Put the love on your face, take a picture while it runs off. Warning, hide your white piece. The slug and the rhyme sayers are jacking your freaks.
Right back.
Afraid of nothing.
And even if you're down with my crew, I'll jack you too. She saw me first, autographed, overcast, told her ass to buy a t-shirt. Licking cookies, 21 and over, no sugar for your daddy's little rookies. I stand by the bar with the booze, cause right about now,
backstage is full of dudes.
But you never see me party and shake my butt. I leave that to the suckers with the trendy haircuts. Worldwide I touch, steal your girl, and give her that Midwest blood. Casual passion, say hi to the Instamatic Polaroid flashing. Yeah, baby, say cheese, cause Slug from the Rhyme Sayers is jacking your freaks.
Right jack, right jack, jacking. Right jacking.
One, two.
Mr. Dibs, dropping 89 to pay homage. This him and I are getting old, but we know where your mom lives. She's not a bitch, she's a beautiful woman that only loves you when you're smart, rich, and talented or something. Sometimes she'll let you trade your words for some pussy. And if you listen close, you'll find out her name is Lucy. And all I ever wanted was to pick apart her brain and put the pieces on the bed to see if it would leave a stain. And your relationship is strong enough to handle it, so don't get mad when you see her with a laminate. Well, you think she's your own now? Well, she is till we come to a show in your hometown. Love and war, it's so hardcore. But you left her at the bar so you can hold the floor. I hope you're sure that she's secure, or the next rhyme I write might be about her.
There you go, Atmosphere with Jackin' Yo Freaks. One of the things I love about that track, aside from the fact that they completely flipped it around with using tracks from his contemporaries, just like Ice Cube did, but the original version ends with, "Don't stop that stuff!" And that version ends with, "Stop that stuff!" Which is kind of funny in a turntablist hip-hop kind of way.
All right.
And I'm sure you really dug that, too.
It's pretty good. Yeah, let's go ahead and play that Femme Fatale. This is another Velvet Underground cover. This one's by R.E.M., though. This is the original for me, though, because I had heard this version a billion times before I ever heard the original. So, yeah, Femme Fatale.
Okay.
Everybody knows
Yeah, that was Femme Fatale by R.E.M.
Yep.
I would like to follow that up with kind of a change of pace a little bit. This is actually by Richard Cheese.
Richard Cheese?
Yeah, this is the first song I heard by Richard Cheese, actually. And it's in the soundtrack to Dawn of the Dead, and he only does covers. But what he does is he does lounge covers of famous songs. If you're not familiar with his work, his album, which I love the title of, is Lounge Against the Machine. It's the first one. But this is a cover of Disturbed. I always liked the original Disturbed song, so I really dug his cover of it because it's so drastically opposed, which is the brilliancy of his music. And I don't think it's a gimmick that gets tired all that easily, although for a lot of people probably are by now. But Richard Cheese, Down With the Sickness, really, really great cover. I like this almost as much as the original, if not as much.
Cool.
Do you feel that? Oh, shit. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Madness is the gift that has been given to me. I can see inside you the sickness is rising. It seems that all that was good has died. Oh no, the world is a scary place. Now that you've woken up the demon in me.
Bobby, will you give it to me?
2, 3, 4. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Why can't you just fuck up and die? Get down with the sickness. Fuck you, I don't need this shit. I'm down with the sickness. You stupid, sadistic, abusive fucking organ. Down with the sickness. Here it comes. Get ready to die. Get ready to
die.
This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing. Don't give up if I cut my arm bleeding. This is my last resort. Cause I'm losing my sight, losing my mind. Wish somebody would tell me I'm fine. Losing my sight, losing my mind. Wish somebody would tell me I'm fine. Nothing's alright. Nothing is fine. I'm running and I'm crying.
Wake up, grab a brush and put a little makeup. Describe the fade away, the shake-up. Why'd you leave your teeth upon the table? Here you go, create another fable. Grab a brush and put a little makeup. I describe the fade away, the shake-up. Why'd you leave your teeth upon the table?
I don't think you trust in my self-righteous suicide. I cry when angels deserve to
over the world. But sometimes these feelings can be so misleading. Can't think of anything to do. Yeah, my left brain knows that our love is fleeting. She's just looking for something new. Yeah, I said it once before, but it bears repeating now. Last night, she said, oh baby, don't you feel so down?
Feel so down
when you turn me on.
You turn me on
when I feel left out. So I,
what'd you do?
Well, I turned around.
Right around.
Oh baby, gonna be alright.
Right.
It was a great big lie.
Big old lie.
Cause I left that night. Yeah. Ooh,
your hate and let it flow into me.
Get up,
come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up,
come on, get down with the sickness.
Get up,
come on, get down with the sickness.
Madness is the gift that has been given to me.
Jump the boogie, ball with the bottom, bang the dang, diggy diggy diggy, set the boogie, set up, jump the boogie.
We are, the youth of the nation. We are, the youth of the nation. We are, the youth of the nation.
We are the youth of the nation.
Shady, yes, I'm the real shady. All you other slim shadies are just imitating. So won't the real slim shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm slim shady, yes, I'm the real shady. All you other slim shadies are just imitating. So won't the real slim shady please, please, please stand up?
Slim shady, won't you please stand up?
Stand up, shady. Stand up, shady. Stand up, shady. Shady, won't you please stand up?
Love those polka collages he does, yeah. And that one's pretty good too. I love how, you know, he's someone who I could not actually hear cursing. You know, there's certain people in the world you could never hear him say a curse word.
Yeah, you expect like a horn,
yeah,
or something. Yeah.
Like I expect George W. Bush probably walks around like, oh fuck that shit, stuff like that. You know,
yeah.
But Weird Al, you know, no, just don't hear it. And he bleeps himself out in that one too. So yeah, I'm gonna follow that up with, in a complete juxtaposition to that, this really nice jazz instrumental off of Outkast's double album, Speaker Box and Love Below. This is the Andre Benjamin half, and it's a cover of Favorite Things off of one of my favorite movies ever, The Sound of Music.
Mm-hmm.
So here you go.
This is the first song I heard off that album.
Yeah. Yes, They Might Be Giants with Jessica.
Yep, that's an Allman Brothers cover, and that's dedicated to Jessica.
So hey, Jessica.
That's her favorite song, because it's all about her.
Yes, it is.
Can you tell by the lyrics?
You know, I don't have a song with my name in it. Most people do. Yeah. I don't know if there is one out there. I don't know. But I do have, my middle name is Alan, and I've always kind of appreciated You Can Call Me Al by Paul Simon. I've always felt like that song was kind of about me.
That's cool.
Yeah. Because it's about a guy who doesn't fit in. So
you know. Yeah. Yeah. I like that song.
Yeah, I do like too. It. And that's got one of the greatest videos ever done. The one with Chevy Chase, where Chevy Chase is singing it for him. Yeah. And it's just kind of goofy. It's got little subtle humorous touches, but most of it's just Chevy Chase singing the song and Paul Simon just sitting there.
I used to live near Chevy Chase.
I need to download that song. Do you have a copy of it?
I might.
I doubt it, though.
Yeah, you never know.
I'm going to follow that up. This is another song by me. Now, this is from our four-track recording sessions, and there was this keyboard that Void got from his grandmother. And it's actually a really, really nice keyboard, like really expensive, a lot of features. And he didn't know you could program music into it. And I started playing around with it. He let me borrow it, and I sat on the four track, and I composed like two albums, actually more like three albums, but and a lot of tracks I did for myself and other people with lyrics on them too. But I actually composed this track. Now, this is a cover of my favorite Youth at Risk song. I'm in Youth at Risk. But I did this is kind of weird. I did a cover of the song Void, which was the song that Void named himself after, too, at the time. And in case those who didn't know, Void, maybe I shouldn't reveal where the name comes from because it's not much cooler, but it's from...
It might be private.
It's from Dead Alive. Anyway, this is another instrumental. What's interesting is Void does not really like instrumentals.
Okay.
So this is a cover song of a band I'm in. On 4-track. It's a really good sound quality, given the fact that it's 4-track off a tape, off a cassette. Keep that in mind when you listen, and check it out.
All right.
So that was me, EBA, Void. That's from like 1998 or 97. And it's a cover of a song I was also in.
Weird.
I don't know if there's a name for that type of cover.
No.
But hey, you know.
Auto cover.
The auto cover.
Yeah, I dug it. Actually, that does. I just did think of a song I wanted to play. So we just coined the new word auto cover. This isn't really a cover, but it might be an auto cover because it's called the Very Strange Medley, and he apparently only plays it live, really.
Barry Manilow. So,
yeah, your favorite.
Thank you. All right. Sit. All right. Now, what we're going to do for you here is we're going to do what we call our VSM. Now, this VSM stands for our Very Strange Medley. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, it's a medley of songs that you probably know, but I don't think that you know I had something to do with it, okay? Now, when we went out on the road last time, we had it in the act, you know, and all my artsy friends came to me, all my artsy-fartsy friends came to me, and they said, Manilow, how could you do such a thing? How could you put such a piece of garbage in your act? And then, of course, all my trashy friends came to me, and they said, I love that medley that you do. Ah, yes. And you're all sitting out here tonight. And so how could I resist? So we're going to do our little VSM for you. Now, next time you hear any of this stuff coming at you from your radios and televisions, you got to think of us, all of us up here on the stage, okay? And then you can turn off your radios and televisions and... See if you remember this one. There's barking at the kitchen, yelling in the hall, ringing at the doorbell, pounding on the wall. Kids out of sight and kids in the way. No time to cook on this hectic day. Come on. Have a barrel of fun. Ah, yes. How can we forget? Whenever you're driving and wherever you're bound, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there. The most original soft drink ever in the whole wide world. Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper. Dr.
feeling free, feeling free. Don't let me be feeling free, feeling free. All across the nation, it's a Pepsi generation. Here today, here to stay, feeling free.
So much life to be lived.
So much life to be lived.
So much reason to try.
So much reason to try.
And when you feel it, you'll get.
You can't get it on time.
Oh no, a certain feeling
for some chicken.
You know, I was thinking some McDonald's for some reason.
Yeah. There's McDonald's.
I wanted some chicken at first, and then I wanted some insurance. You know,
I'm really hungry for some insurance right
now. I'm on McDonald's. Yeah.
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 My respect for Barry Manilow just shot up big time. I mean, he really has a real sense of humor about himself.
It seems like it'd be a really fun show.
That should be called The Lighter Side of Selling Out. Don't you think?
He seems like he almost defined a whole generation of advertising jingles because they don't really make jingles like that anymore.
Yeah, you're right.
And
that's a pretty good point. And I would have known.
Yeah.
Honestly, I had no idea.
Yeah, somebody had to do it.
Yeah. Check this out. To go along with that, since we're on the subject of selling out, that leads perfectly into this juxtaposition of this next song.
Was it a DJ Shadow cover?
No. It's a song about selling out. It's specifically... Okay, interesting enough, if you read the liner notes of this by Black Star, which is most deaf, is the only person on the song. Tlaib Kweli is not on this one. Mm. It's a rewritten cover of Children's Story, but it's a diss song.
Mm.
Now... In the liner note, I was getting to that. Okay. In the liner notes, it says, a lot of people have asked me, and this is what it says in the liner notes, I'm not verbatim, but is this song about Puff Daddy? And he says, no, this song is about, what is it, the Boogie Monster, or he says, like, Rumpelstiltskin or something like that, because he says, if you say his name, he appears. So, anyway, it's the very, very wittily done
Most Def
with Children's Story.
And that's always been one of my favorite.
That's my favorite. That's one of the defining Slick Rick songs. Yeah. Back it up.
And then Jack and Chingy started kicking. I'm like, wow, wow, wow.
All right, y'all. Enough of that. It's time to go to bed, y'all. Time to go to bed. I want to hear that. You know what time it is. Yes. Okay. Y'all tucked in?
Yes.
Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore Adidas and lived life slow, when laws were stern and justice good, and people was behaving like hip-hop was good, there lived a little boy who was misled by a little shaitan, and this is what he said. Me and you, kid, we gonna make some cash, jacking old beats and making the dash. They jacked the beats, money came with ease, but Sonny couldn't stop us like he had a disease. He jacked another and another Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, sex him R&B over the track with the cover. The kid got wild, started acting erratic. He said, you're that presidential, I got to have it. With liquor in his belly, Sonny made up the track, but little did he know that his joints was whack. The shiny A&R said, great new hit, G. Whenever you need a loop, you'll come get me. The kid got amped and he start to figure, I'ma get dope like all of these other niggas. So he's in the studio working round the clock for pop radio, Jack the beat to Planet Rock. Was out in the street where he met his sister, who couldn't sing for shh, but the mix with a sister. Hooked up the track in an excitation, he decided he'd head for the radio station. But what? He was running and he made a left, was decent at top speed and ran into Most Def. I slowed the young man part of your money. Yo, why you selling lies to our wives and children? He ran upstairs up to the top floor. Opened up the door there, guess what we saw? Who? Jay, the chicken head radio host, who be yapping about beef between East and West Coast. He said, this one's a bullet, you got to give it run. The chicken said, thanks, it's thanked the number one. He went outside, was getting props all over. Then he dipped into his ride, the 4-point Rover. Raced up the block doing 83-3. So guess what Hennessy saw him at a R-E-D-D. He winked his eye like his star status mattered. They rat-a-tat-tatted to make his blood splatter. You rocking crazy ice and all you do is cling static. And rolling out in Brooklyn late night is problematic. His eyes was bloody red, he hung on every word they said. They told the kid,
back down, that player shit is dead.
Deep in his heart, he knew he was gone, but he grabbed his 45 and decided to blaze on. But Shane Tone found it, had him astounded, and before long the young man got surrounded. They'll grab the guns, so goes the glory, and this is the way I got to end this story. He was out chasing cream in the American dream, trying to pretend the ends justify the means. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. It just will come to pass when you sell your ass. Life is more than what your hands can grasp. Knock him out the box, Moses. Knock him out, Moses. Knock him out the box, Moses. Knock him out, Moses. Knock him out the box, Moses. Knock him out, Moses. Knock him out the box, Moses. Knock him out, Moses. Knock him out the box, Moses. Knock him out, Moses. Knock him out the box, Moses. Knock him out, Moses. Knock him out. Another Mos Def Black Star Movement presentation.
Crumbs. Yeah. Yeah, I like that. That's cool.
Yeah, most crumbs. Crumbs. Yeah. Crumbs.
Yeah.
Crumbs.
Chiba Matta did a song called Crumbs.
What? And we have a cover by Chiba Matta. Why don't we play it?
Oh, Aguas de Monaco. This is the original for me, though, again. The first time I heard it, though. Sure. Which is weird, because I was pretty familiar with the guy who originally did it at the time, and... it's originally a Antonio Carlos Jobim song. He's pretty much the biggest jazz musician ever to come out of Brazil. So I think they even named the airport in Rio after him.
Huh.
So we name him after presidents, they name him after musicians.
We have it backwards. I would love to go to Ice Cube Airport or...
There's a John Wayne Airport. He wasn't a musician, but he was an actor.
It's close. Reagan was an actor. I'm sure he's probably got an airport named after him.
Who's that one guy that was real famous, but then he died in a plane crash? He was a comedian. It's like in the 30s. Buddy, I remember the pilot's name, but not him. It was Wiley Post and...
Dude, what the fuck? We're playing the song.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise. You're an insane person. I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just saying. Relaxing guitars.
Yeah.
É pedra, é vidro, caminho. É hashi de toque. É fogo sozinho. É caco de vidro. É lupita, é sol. É a noite, é a monte. É o laço, é sol. É peroba do campo.
É a dama dela.
Cainga, caindela.
É uma tita parela.
É madeira de vento.
Do mundo Robin Ciel.
É o mistério.
Depois
eu fim do caminho. Não gosto desse roxo, tempo sozinho. É estrepe,
é um prego,
uma ponte.
目さてみたの手を凝らそう。
Aerosol,
Emiho,
Elspino,
Namo,
Eucorante,
Soas, Agua de Mar, Sufecha, Pero, El Promesa de Vida, No Teu Corazón, El Strep,
El Prego,
El Apom,
El Con,
El Mi,
La Pingando,
El Macon,
El Con,
En Paz, En Mapuche,
En
Belo Horizonte,
Soas,
Agua de Mar, Sufecha,
Santa
vita no teu corazón,
solo a saca
de más o fechando la promesa de vida no teu corazón.
Well, that was actually very nice.
Yeah, I figure you'd dig that.
Much nicer again than other Chivo Pino songs I've
heard. But, like I said, I think you'd probably dig most of their second album. If you don't, most of what you're thinking of is Chivo Matto's, their first album, the screamy kind of.
Yeah.
More hip-hop-y kind of.
Well, I like the hip-hop element to it. I just can't stand the high-pitched voice of this kid like this. Yeah. Makes me want to punch them directly in the face until their teeth are gone.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to follow that up with another live recording. This is from a semi-local band. They've actually toured the United States. I think they're from, like, New Orleans, though. The group is The Goodies. If you haven't heard of these guys, they're exceptionally good. Hence the name. I've seen them live. I've seen them do this song live and was blown away. And this is just three people, but they do an amazing job of making it feel like there's much more, because he's really, one thing, he's really exceptional at using his voice as an instrument, and they're all really exceptional with their instruments that they play too.
Right.
So this is The Devil Went Down to Georgia, which is a song I've always liked, actually, but this version of it is just great.
Looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind, he was way behind, he was looking to make a deal. When I come across this young man, sold on the fiddle, was playing a hot. Devil jumped up on no hickory stump, he said, "Boy, let me tell you what. Bet you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you care to make a devil, I'll make a bet with you. Well, now you play a pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, think I'm better than you. Boys, if my name's Johnny, and if my feel sin, but I'll take your bet, you're gonna. Best it's ever been. Johnny, rise up your bow and play your fiddle hard. Cause hell don't lose in Georgia, the devil dealer's card. And if you win, you'll get that shot of fiddle made of gold. But if you lose, the devil gets your soul. Devil opened up his case. Said I'll start the show. Fire blew from his fingertips, he rosin up the bow. When I struck that bow across the strings, and I made an evil hiss. And a band of demons join in, it sounded something like this.
was amazing, Johnny. One note. Johnny says, something you don't know, devil. That one note was infused with the living spirit of our Lord Christ and the Harley-Davidson riders in search of Jesus across America. And I told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best that's ever been. The devil went running. Johnny got on his horse and rode after him.
Yeah, the goodies with The Devil Went Down to Georgia. You know, that recording just doesn't capture the intensity of their live performance.
Yeah.
They're one of those bands that's best seen live. They put on an amazing show, and they're still together. They're still touring. If they're ever in your area, check them out.
Right.
I promise you they will do something you will like. I am not really into that much, like the type of music that they play, but that band really makes me appreciate it and really makes me dig it a lot more. So, yeah.
That's cool. It's like you too.
Right, except nothing like YouTube, but go ahead.
Well, YouTube puts on a really good show.
Yeah.
Especially when they have that 150-meter screen.
Right.
That was incredible. I was played the In a Manner of Speaking. Mm-hmm. This is by the Nouvelle Vague. Have you heard of them yet?
No.
They're kind of like, all they do is covers.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it in like a kind of jazzy samba style.
Yeah.
So, this song, it's got a lot of personal meaning to me.
Give me the words.
Yeah, I've always kind of had a soft spot for, like, a good melancholy bossa nova song.
Yeah.
Well, it's not the same stylistically, but the song I'm going to play next actually kind of is similar in feel. About 10 years before this song came out, a rapper by the name of Ed O.G. put out this song. It's one of his defining classics. He's got a couple that are considered to be, like, bona fide hip-hop classics. And then AC Alone did kind of sort of a cover of it. He put his own lyrics to it. They're rewritten. But it uses the track that's exactly the same. Fat Jack went and sampled the exact same stuff and composed it the same. And then AC just drops lyrics that are kind of... He's picking up where Ed O.G. left off. The original was called I Gotta Have It, and this is called I Gotta Have It Too. And I think you'll dig it.
We're gonna do it like this.
Cool.
Now this is AC Alone, giving a big shout out to Ed O.G. and the Bulldogs. Yo, I'm gonna rock this. Look, look. Yo, brown is my complexion. I got that electric connection. Now who needs some protection? We rockin' hip-hop. Come in and turn your gun off. Gave you the mic and off the head you couldn't come off. I only say it cause nobody wants to shoot ya. I'd rather teach you science and work on the future. HB alone, not a phony, not by any means. And by any means necessary, be supreme. I am the poet to flow it and get lyrical. I write songs like Smokey and the Miracles. I'm from LA, city of the Big Bang. But everywhere around the world they screaming, get that. And at the same time I'm screaming out, I want mine. It ain't really nothing new under the sunshine. But sometimes you got to put away the fun time. Get it cause you only living one time. I got to have
69 to sell.
Crackers all over the shelf. The wind underneath my wings. Money and fancy things. The food for my family to eat. The raps like a ride these beats. My own piece of this earth. For everything life is worth. I got to have it in the two, triple O. It's either work 9 to 5 or you rip a flow. I rob a nigga, but how low can you go? I ain't a thief, I just won't relieve for sure. I got to get mine, no different than everybody trying to get theirs. So I was getting prepared, instead of spitting shots through the air, maybe getting a chair. Yeah, I got to have it like peas and carrots, broccoli and cabbage. Bread and butter, now did I stutter? Don't you utter another word, your mouth is in the gutter. And I can't take it, don't want nothing from you. And I can't stay, I got this bitch something to do. And it's more important than Michael Jordan or Oprah Winfrey or Billy Cosby to the death like a kamikaze. I got to
360 down to self. Records all over the shelf. The wind underneath my wings. Money and fancy things. The food for my family to eat. The raps that can ride these beats. My own piece of this earth. For everything life is worth.
See, I want everything that I don't have. So don't laugh when I tell you I won't have. But I don't want your half, just my half. And on my behalf, put it on a photograph. See these tapes, package for the photograph. And respect the ancestors when we walk the path. Talk the math. Speaking like it's genuine. Bless the gods, bless the mic, and then you rhyme. And keep it going till you end up at the finish line. And when you see the light beaming, then it's time. We can go for a ride, but it's without a spaceship. Don't wanna take your life, I know I can't replace it. So while you're sitting around the house, getting wasted, you know you're not using your full potential, now you're facing. And plus, ain't nothing wrong with riding the bus. So put on your Nikes and kick rocks. I got the
369 to sell.
Records all over the shelf. The wind underneath my wings. Money and fancy things. Food for my family to eat. The raps that can ride these beats. My own piece of this earth. For everything life is worth.
Oh, yeah. Alright. Do it like that.
AC Alone with I Gotta Have It Too. Yeah,
like
that. Really felt
I always like pretty much every AC Alone you play. So
yeah, he's one of those people who he's able to simultaneously go from beat poetry to jazz to underground freestyle hip hop to tear the club up crunk stuff and not make it seem like hypocritical and make it all seem like it's the same person. He's really diverse, and he records an ungodly amount of music.
Right.
And I can't believe I've gone this far into the podcasting and I haven't played a song by him yet. So, you know, there you have it.
Yeah. Oh, well, this is actually the first Postal Service song I ever heard. And it came off of a mix CD that Brittany sent me.
They got Brittany.
I got the mix CD when I was in Alaska, and it's a pretty good mix CD. This is kind of the standout, one of the standouts too. This was also the song I was listening to when I left Alaska too. So when I was on the plane, we were taking off. Contrary to FAA regulations, I had my CD player running. So
the plane didn't crash.
Didn't crash this time. Yeah, I was taking pictures too.
Well,
so it's against all odds by the Postal Service.
So here we go. Very buzzy. It's very buzzy.
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 Busy.
Buzzy.
Buzzy. Okay.
Like buzz.
Oh, the song?
Yeah.
The track?
Of course.
Until somebody calls and pledges some money so that our station does not have to go off the air. I mean, why should I bother to play records for you if you're not even willing to call up and pledge a couple of dollars? A couple of dollars is not that much money. We've been playing what you want, but we have to have your money. We can't make it.
And we're ending off with that little interlude by Self Jupiter. I don't know who the DJ for that one is. Probably DJ Keelu, but it's just a little track that I think leads into, you know, you've been listening to our music cast.
Right.
And,
so you should send us some money.
Yes. No, no, we're not asking for money, but we are asking for one thing from you. If you listen, I mean, you're getting all this for free. We're not asking that you send us money, but we are asking that you send us your response, your feedback.
Right.
We live off your feedback. A lot of people have been responding, and thank you very much. We got a lot of responses we read at the beginning of this episode, but it's never enough. If you're listening to this with any regularity, just come to our – I mean, you're already at the website. Just take the moment while you're there, while you're listening to it. You hear something that pisses you off, don't just sit on it. Cool. Put a comment on the page. We want to hear you. We want to know what you guys think. Was this episode too long? That's something we were talking about. I mean, it's been like about 4 hours, and we've just, you know, been playing music, and we could go probably another two if we want. I mean, he and I can't, we're sitting there while we listen to music going, hey, I should play this too. And I'm like, no, we need to.
Four hours is good. That's like, that's how much Coast to Coast takes, you know? I listen to that every night pretty much, and it's not weird.
Yeah.
Listen to the commercials. And
We talked about, we still haven't, one thing we haven't gotten response back yet was the stuff we asked about before. Are you guys happier with shortening the Mildred Pierce Reviews the World? You know, do you want the shorter scratching? Do you want the scratching not to be in the beginning of the show at all? You know, you need to let us know. Because if you don't tell us and you're not happy with something, then we're not going to know. We're going to keep doing things.
Yeah.
But for real, you know, if you're out there, you're listening to this, please just take us just a few seconds of your time to drop us, hey, I really like what you guys are doing. Hey, I really feel like when you said this, that, you know, you should have said this too.
Nah.
Hey, you know what you just said there is not true. You know, something like that. Just let us know. Yeah. We're not asking for money, but we are asking for your feedback.
Yeah.
And you can
Or money.
Yeah, money's good too. Yeah. We both have PayPal. We'll have to put a PayPal thing on there. Maybe.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. And a drop cash, like.
And some pipe dream, other pipe dream.
Yeah.
Maybe the winning lotto numbers.
Yeah, sure. We'll have them.
Hi, kids. Please remember to send all emails to SirMildredPierce@gmail.com and EBAOFVN@gmail.com. Thanks.
Big up to Jessica, of course, Dave, Toddy Todd, Matt. If Matt has a screen
name,
I don't know what it is.
I guess John is listening, so.
Yeah.
John, thanks for listening.
Brachiella.
He's probably not going to listen to
music.
No,
he's probably not going to listen.
He's got very weird taste in music, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
So.
And so, I leave you with me getting down on the two turntables.
Cool.
You.
So what did we just play?